Happy Saturday morning and a warm welcome to www.go4gold. This is Brian Thomas reporting on behalf of my co-host as well, Lucky Theories, as we bring you some interesting cricket news. But today it's all on focus, England versus India in the fifth and the final test. And this test match, I'm pleased to inform all of you, is heading in one direction, which means there will be a result. But so far, England is leading the test series by 2-1. Let's take a look at the main scores. Right. India were bowled out ultimately for 224 runs. Sai Sudarshan made 36. Karun Nair, a good comeback for him, 57. And Washington Sundar, the all-rounder, making 26. For England, Gus Atkins, 5-33. And Josh Tung, 3-57. The test match is interesting because England were bowled out yesterday for 247 runs, which means they do have a lead of just 21 runs in the first innings. Zach Crawley, 64, Ben Duckett, 43, and Harry Brook, 53. For India, Mohammad Siraj, 4-86, and Prasad Krishna, in the absence of Jasprit Bumrah, took 4-62. And India end day 2 on 75 runs for the loss of 2 wickets. Jaiswal at the wickets, batting on 51. And since India lost Sai Sudarshan just before close of play, Akash Deep was sent as night watchman and he is batting on 4. So this test match is going to be very interesting. Now then, we turn our feature to Joe Root. Joe Root becomes the second highest scorer in Test cricket, which means he has scored 15,921 runs. And he's, well, they say that he could beat the record of Sachin Tendulkar. We'll keep a watch on that. He has got past Tendulkar in home tests, which means on home test, he has made 7,220 runs and he's got past the great master blaster himself, Sachin Tendulkar, who on Indian soil had made 7,216 runs. And he is now the second highest scorer in test cricket in home conditions. The first being Ricky Ponting, who had made 7,578 runs. And the other feature is Joe Root has made 2,000 runs against India in England, which is also a great feature. Now, his test average is 51.09. He's been credited as one of the most consistent batters in world cricket. And we all know how challenging red ball cricket is. And the right-hander looks absolutely composed. Well, he did fail in this test. He just got to 21 runs in the first innings against India in the fifth test. But why I'm making mention of this is the consistency of the great right-hander from England. Well, that's it basically from the cricketing news. We'll also keep our eyes focused. Team selection, Sri Lanka's tour of Bangladesh. That's going to be interesting. Now then, we also have rugby news. On behalf of www.go4gold and all our listeners, we want to take this opportunity of congratulating St. Anthony's College Kandy, actually St. Anthony's College Katkastata, correction, for winning the bowl championship in the League 2025 Schools Rugby. They, in fact, thumped Thurston by 40-7. A great win, so they are the bowl champions. And remember, today is Super Saturday. Trinity taking on Wesley. That's going to be interesting at Pallakkale. Just a reminder, the Royal Thomian for the Gunaratna Trophy to be played at the big clubs at Mount Lavinia and St. Peter's and Isipathana fighting for prestige though. And they're playing this game at Pambalapitiya. So that is basically the rugby news as well for your information. Thanks for listening. I'm going to spin a very old record, a very old song which all of us sang, I reckon, when we were in younger men's clothes. And someone even told me, These are songs our moms taught us. Give ear, listen to You Are My Sunshine, sung beautifully by Johnny Cash. Enjoy it.